It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is going on? It's the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix presented by Daily Joust. I'm your host, Dan Bach. You might know me as DB. 730 in the daily fantasy circles and world that we live in, and should be a great podcast here for you this Tuesday. Sean Gonya of Profanity Sports is going to drop in and talk with us all about his site, and we are basically also doing sending a grinder to Vegas for the Super Bowl, so we'll give you the specifics on that contest and how you can win that trip to the Super Bowl. And the cool thing about this contest is it's not based on how big of a bankroll you have. It's based more on how many points you can score. So it's, I guess, a little more skill-based in that sense. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk all about it with Sean here shortly on the podcast. But I want to start it out with the big news of the day. Of course, the final entry or the final qualifier for the FanDuel Fantasy Football Championship is in the books. And what do you know? Basically adding to the drama, but Beer Makers Fan, who some people would say is arguably the best daily fantasy player out there, certainly for football this season, he has done phenomenal. And he ends up winning the trip behind just an incredible game by Drew Brees and Victor Cruz. He was down some 60-some-odd points, and those guys led him to victory. And it was pretty exciting because I was following it because, obviously, Cal, who runs Roto Grinders, had a good shot at getting back into the finals as well going into Monday night. He needed some things to go his way. But all of a sudden, as soon as Drew Brees had that rushing touchdown, boom, Beer Makers Fan moves to the front or to the near the top of the leaderboard. And once Victor Cruz had those couple of late touchdowns, he was on top. And it was just exciting. I mean, it came down to a field goal. I mean, if the Saints decide to kick a field goal there late in the fourth quarter and Casey makes it, Beer Makers Fan is at home. But that's the exciting drama that you get with fantasy sports, especially daily fantasy sports. So, congrats to him. He and Witz are the two guys who made it from last year's final into this year's final, so they will be heading out to Vegas for that shot at $75,000, and that's going to be coming up in 2 weeks. So very cool. And we'll have some awesome stuff that we're going to be doing with the FanDuel Fantasy Football Championship. We'll get into the specifics of that as we get a little bit closer to the event, but it's going to be pretty cool to be a part of it. So we'll tell you more about that as we get closer. So that was the big news. Obviously, the news I didn't touch up on yesterday, which I think I'm going to talk more about tomorrow, is the NBA apparently fixed their labor situation. So we're going to have NBA basketball come December 25th, Christmas time, which is great. And be honest with you, most people didn't even notice the NBA wouldn't be going on until December 25th. So great job by them to finally get this resolved, and I know that a lot of the daily fantasy sites are breathing a sigh of relief after that because lots of revenue could have been lost by that. So good job by the NBA. Even though it shouldn't have taken this long to get done, it's done, so we're happy about that. Tonight, just want to let you know that there is a full slate of college basketball games on FanDuel, over on DraftZone, and on Daily Joust. FanDuel, you know, they're a little bit more specific with their matchups. They want only two big conference teams, and I guess it's the start of that ACC Big Ten Challenge. So there's lots of action in college basketball. I think they've got a couple of large field tournaments going there on FanDuel, if you want to check them out. Also, really good night to jump in a solo there on Daily Joust, because when you've got some of these more marquee names and marquee players, you know they're going to put up big stats, and it's a lot easier to hit that 100-point mark when instead of having to rely on, you know, guys from Arkansas Pine Bluff, which, you know, some nights you've had to do, but probably a good night to play a solo over there on Daily Joust. So that's what we kind of got going on here tonight in Daily Fantasy, but let's move on. Joining us now on the podcast, I'm excited to bring Sean Gonya onto the show, as he is going to tell us all about his newest venture, his site called Profanity Sports. He's the chief operating officer, basically the man in charge. Let's just call you the CEO of Profanity Sports. And he joins us here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Sean, Great to have you on. Welcome to the world of Daily Fantasy here on Roto Grinders. We're excited to have you on board, and it's great to talk with you on the podcast. I always like to start out with where the idea for all the new sites who I bring on here. Tell me about the idea behind Profanity Sports and how long it took you to put it all together.
Yeah, Dan, thanks for having me on today, of course. Happy to be with you and working with the Roto Grinders crew. The idea for Profanity Sports is not unlike probably a lot of stories. You know, avid fantasy players, me and the crew that are the original founders of Profanity Sports. And we kind of wanted to just take fantasy sports in general to the next level, and you can't get enough of it, and that's how everybody feels. And this was clearly the avenue to do so, where it's just a constant rotating level of teams on a daily and weekly basis, where you're not committed to a long-term team, risking injury, risking, you know, retirement, suspensions, things like that. You go on a week-to-week basis or day-to-day basis, and you really, it offers you the chance to compete every single day, and that was something that was really appealing to us. So we looked into it and worked with some really smart marketing guys and really smart development team. As you guys are familiar with Big Game Software, I think you know the folks over there, and they are second to none in the industry. And we kind of all put our brains together and said, what's the best way to approach this product? And the idea just started really snowballing from there. And I think we put together a top quality product, and I look forward to the grinders experiencing it.
And obviously, when you were planning this, there was probably some sites already out there. I mean, the competition is enormous. Everybody's fighting for everyone else's business. And what was your guys' plan to be different from the competition? I mean, I can just tell by the quote-unquote attitude of the site, it's nothing like any of the other sites we've seen out there. Was that part of the plan with you guys, was to kind of have a quote-unquote attitude with your site? Because it's definitely there.
Yeah, that was actually goal number one. I wouldn't say the industry was displeasing by any mean. There's wonderful sites out there, and it certainly is stiff competition, and our competitors are, let's just be honest, they're very, very bright people and doing a wonderful job. And I think, to be honest, all of our success kind of comes together in a pool which floats the industry, right? It's kind of like, I equate it to LeBron James in the NBA last year when he went down to Miami. It really floated the ratings of the entire NBA with that team coming together. And I think the same thing can be said about our industry. Every time one of our competitors does something really, really well, it floats the entire industry and raises the exposure level for daily and weekly games as a whole, which captures more of the general public. But back to the site, you know, we had to do something different. We felt like there was a need for a really visually appealing site that does really innovative and creative things from a advertising and marketing perspective. And that's where we really thought that we could stick out. And that was our end to the industry. As far as an attitude is concerned, sure, you could say that. I think that we certainly hold a great deal of respect for all of our competitors and all of their sites out there. I think the attitude would be more geared towards the scheme of our site and the way we go after our marketing and the way we, you know, have a solid sense of humor and are able to relate to players on a different level maybe than just operating a site-hosted business, right?
Absolutely. And that's what I think I was trying to get at in terms of the word attitude. I didn't know if that was the proper adjective to necessarily use, but
yeah,
you definitely are focused in who you're talking to and who your customer is. And it's different than I've seen a different approach than a lot of other sites have gone. And one of the things, you know, before you guys, I think, officially launched, but it was, I don't want to say it was leaked out, but, you know, you put out this web video with this girl named Lindsay, who's just gorgeous. But besides the fact that you got this gorgeous girl, the whole concept around that commercial, you know, it's about 50-second commercial web video, was phenomenal. And I'm not just saying that to kiss your butt. If you actually look at exactly what you're saying in it, that is 100% why people are moving away from the season-long fantasy into the daily fantasy. And I got to give you credit for putting that together, because it's extremely well done. Where did the idea for that commercial come from?
That came a while back when we were trying to put together the launch strategy for our site. And, it wasn't going to be working with an email vendor or just working with an email vendor to put some text on a on an email or a billboard or a magazine, we felt like there's a need to convert the regular public, again, for the entire industry, convert the regular public as to what daily and weekly games are. And, you know, a hot girl definitely does the trick. Lindsay, bless her heart, she is she's a local here in Las Vegas where I'm where we're based, and she was gracious enough to come on and do that for us. It was a great photo shoot. The idea kind of spawned from, you know, the premise of why people, outside of the money factor, right? Let's take out the idea of people liking to win money playing fantasy football and not waiting for the entire season to pass them up, but on a weekly basis. That the money aspect is a clear draw for the industry. But from an everyday fantasy football player, the idea needed to get across that you don't necessarily have to play in just your commissioner leagues. Go ahead and play in those, not a big deal. And you can do this on the side, and eventually you'll probably like this more. And so we kind of brainstormed on how can we get that point across? What are the major follies of a commissioner league? Clearly, injuries, which is the Lindsay video specifically, and as well as the Brad video, which I thought personally the Brad video is a favorite of mine. It's more it kind of expresses the attitude that you mentioned earlier of profanity with the ending of it and then him getting bleeped out. And so that was the angle that we took to more capture the general public and leak it onto YouTube and see how viral we could get it. And it's been pretty successful.
Yeah.
I appreciate the kudos on that.
Yeah. And I think even, like I say, obviously you have the attraction of the girl, but I watched it again before I talked to you here. And if you listen to exactly what you're saying, I mean, you mentioned those things besides the industry, you know, the fact that you don't have to wait all year long to get your money and whether or not the commissioner has spent it off, you know, on the blackjack table or something, you know, little things like that. And I think you approached it really well, and hold on to that, because if there is ever a day down the road where you can afford a major advertising campaign via the television, that is definitely something that would get people's attention. I would tell you that much right now.
See how many people can start playing and we'll get a Super Bowl ad, right?
Exactly.
I'm sure they'd love to approve the Lindsay Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, you know, just getting that out there, I would say you'd get your money's worth just in the publicity alone. Let's move on to your site though. You guys, tell me about the gameplay out there. I played over there a little bit, but the one thing that I've really come to notice is that you guys are very much willing to listen to the people about their ideas for the site, what they like, what they dislike, and make changes on the fly. And we've seen a lot of that. So tell us just a little bit about the type of gameplay that you guys offer on Profanity for people who haven't been there yet.
Yeah, I mean, we do all the standards, and we try and get as innovative as possible here and there, especially with our upcoming release of the Survivor contest that you and I will get into in a little bit, I think. But let me first touch on the enhancements and the customer feedback. That is, dare I say, one of the things that we like to think separates us from competition. They do, all the other sites out there do a very good job as well. You know, we all hear the rumblings for different products, and everybody, for the most part, makes those adjustments accordingly. We tried to take that to the next level. The last 3 weeks of Profanity Sports has been nothing short of exciting. There's been dozens of enhancements and feature additions just within the last 3 weeks, in a large part based off the RotoGrinders audience, to be honest. That's where the most qualified players are out there, is on RotoGrinders. And we solicited some feedback, and we listened. And thank goodness we have Big Game Software on our side that has been nothing short of amazing to turn around those enhancements and features, really within a week's time frame from when we hear the suggestion / complaint / concern. And then the next thing you know, it's up on site. And it's not just up on site, but it's up on site even more functional than we expected it to be, and we just have to tip our hats to Big Game Software. But that is certainly something that we are going to continue to drive home to our audience, is that if there's something that you feel can be adjusted or tweaked or added that would make your site experience better, then we're going to go ahead and take that seriously, and we're going to take it seriously really quick. One of the things that you had mentioned, and it's actually been a topic of discussion, is the hidden and unhidden players.
Yes.
Versus other sites. So I'd love to touch on that briefly if we have a moment.
Yeah, please do. Because, I mean, like I say, my biggest, like, you know, I'll just tell everybody my position on it is it's just so much more comforting to be able to know exactly who your opponent has. Now, I understand covering, you know, people's teams if you've got a Thursday night start for college football or pro football. But come Sunday, 12 o'clock, if somebody's got somebody playing Monday night and you don't see who they have, you just kind of sit there and, you know, it's just a little frustrating, I guess, just because you don't know what the situation is. So tell me your philosophy about and the reason why you guys have it the way you do.
Yeah, so just to let the users or the listeners know, we have it where rosters are hidden until the kickoff of that particular player's game. So if you have two players playing on Thursday night, they'll be unhidden. And on Sunday, when the kickoffs for the other game starts, they'll continue to be unhidden as the games progress, or the kickoffs progress, I should say. The reason why we've done it that way, and let's just be totally frank, and I did a post on Roto Grinders, as a matter of fact, last week, opening it up to the forum. If there was overwhelming support one way or another, we are more than willing to readjust our thinking and say, this is what the players want, this is what the players are going to get. So far, it's actually been split down the middle. Back to the thoughts on why we did that. We have the capability, or we've given the players the capability, to adjust their lineups up until the kickoff of that player's game. So a good example is tonight, Giants-Saints game. Somebody could have Robert Meacham in their lineup, and they may be trailing by 20 and don't think that Robert Meacham has the big play capability to get it done. They could go and switch that player out. I understand the other side of the coin where people say, well, I don't know who I'm playing. Is there anything suspect going on? And they entered the player after the game started. Well, no, that's not the case. Once it's kicked off, it's, you know, no stats have been accumulated and you can view the player. So that's clearly not the case. But it also prevents against being locked into a lineup where a player's been deactivated for whatever game because they went out drinking on Saturday night and shot themselves in the leg. Like, that sucks if you had Black Sickle Brewers last year. So that was our thinking. Is like, there's constant injuries. There's constant suspensions nowadays, especially in the NFL. You can remove that player from your lineup and insert somebody else. But the key is you can't have it both ways. So that's been the topic for Profanity Sports and the hidden and not hidden players is, well, why can't you do both? Well, the clear reason why you couldn't do both is you could essentially view somebody else's roster, and if you have a lead going into the Monday night game, you could essentially drop a flex player and pick up whoever they have remaining and block them from winning. So just to, you know, make that clear, because there has been some questions on just do both, and that's, you know, that's clearly not a level playing field.
I think the biggest thing is, for even from my perspective, is we've never really seen a site that had it like that. So it's anytime there's something new, there's an adjustment period of getting used to it. And when everybody plays, you know, on all these other sites, and all of them immediately lock at a certain period of time, and that's it. And then you walk into one and you say, hey, what's going on? How come I can change players after the game started? I think it's more of a shock factor more than anything. So it'll be interesting to see what people think in the long run, but I found it interesting that you guys took that approach. But I also think that it kind of lends back to what we were talking about before in terms of how you guys really feel about the industry is, you know, from the injury factor, you seem to really, in some of your marketing, focused on that. Well, with that, you don't have to worry if a guy has been questionable going into a Sunday game. You can still put him in your lineup and make the change at the last second. So, like I say,
yeah,
there's
absolutely
good aspects, and it's just different, I think.
Yeah, it, you know, it is different. And everyone, you know, everyone reacts different. And like you mentioned, anytime you're not used to something or that's not been the industry standard, you know, people tend to take it as a negative, and that's absolutely fine by us. You know, I just definitely would like to reiterate that if there's an overwhelming need for the change, it's something that we'll shell out that week or the next day even, if it comes to that point. Right now, we're comfortable in the way it is. We like the ability to let our users change their lineups up until kickoff. If there's overwhelming support and people feel like they just absolutely need to see the competition they're going up against before kickoff, then that's something that we can make the adjustment on.
We're joined by Sean Gonya.
We're joined by Sean Gonya
of Profanity Sports here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Now let's get into some of the cool things you got going on. First off, tell me about this new player survivor game that's going to be starting up soon.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to launch the product next week, as a matter of fact. And all the sites, everybody's really innovative in this industry. This industry is really moving 1,000 miles an hour, which is great to see. This is just, you know, hopefully just another step in the right direction and brings more players as a whole to the entire industry. And the player survivor game is it's a several week contest, depending on how you want to set it up or how we've set it up for you to join games. And it's really unique. It offers a different style of play than just a daily game or a weekly game with traditional points and scoring and somebody takes home the big prize. This is a game that's going to offer more strategy to anybody that wants to get involved in it. The basic premise of the game is it's, you know, a 3-week interval or a 5-week interval. One buy-in gets you 3 weeks of action. And let's just take the 3-week example for argument's sake. If you get into a 3-week player survivor game, you draft your traditional lineup, so the same lineup that you use on Profanity's daily and weekly games. And once you use one of those players for the first week of the contest, you can't use that player again moving forward. So you kind of need to map out when you're going to use the best players. There won't be a salary cap in this game, so you won't need to stay under the salary cap. You can choose any player in the entire NFL. And once you use the player, the caveat is that he's done. He's done for the remainder of your tournament. So Tom Brady has a nice setup week 2 of the competition. Well, then you're going to want to go with somebody else week 1 so you can use him against the Bills or whatever mediocre defense is out there so you can maximize your points. Total points at the end of the 3-week period or the 5-week period takes home first place in that competition.
I like it. I really do. Anything that adds more strategy to the game, and especially in like a 5-week scenario where, you know, there, when you look at running backs and wide receivers, you're really limited because you still have to fit everything under a cap. Is that correct? Or is this going to be an open
nope.
cap? There's no cap in this one. So you could pick whatever players you'd like.
There's no cap in this one.
Okay.
You pick whatever players you like, but again, there's 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers and 2 flex players in the lineup that we have. So you're talking each week, 3 running backs or 3 wide receivers or any combination of the above will be missing from the lineup that you're offered the next week, you as a specific user.
Okay.
So you need to continue thinking it through, and the strategy becomes increasingly more difficult when you think of the playoffs. And what we plan on doing with Roto Grinders, just to throw a little nugget out there, is a large tournament for the NFL playoffs in our Survivor game. So when you're talking about the playoffs, one team, you know, in whatever game is played is going to be eliminated. So if you don't choose a player and use up that player and that team loses in the playoffs, then they're no longer playing, obviously, the next week. So you're never going to get to use that player. To take Tom Brady as another example, you think that the Patriots are going to beat whomever they play in the first round, so you want to save Brady. Well, if the Patriots get upset, you didn't use Brady, and you cannot use Brady moving forward. So you run a little bit of a risk of losing the better players in the game.
That will be very intense, I will tell you that much. It'll take a lot of thought to figure out which way you want to go when you consider that, you know, 1 week a guy might be available and the following week he's not. So that's a good point. So that's cool. Is that going to launch next week? Is that the plan?
Yeah, we're going to launch it on a limited basis next week for a 4-week tournament, since there'll be 4 weeks left at that point. So we're talking week 14, 15, 16, 17. And then the following week we'll launch on a wide scale with 3-week games to close out the season.
And our league's going to be our league's going to be like 6-man leagues or 3-man leagues or head-to-heads. How are the league the setup's going to be?
There's going to be a variety. There will be head-to-head. There will be 3-way,
okay.
6, 10, and we'll probably cap it at 20. 20 is a really exciting one because obviously the prize pool is going to be larger. But also there's a lot more competition. And don't forget, you'll have the ability to create a private league. So if you want to invite just your friends to come and play and start like a NFL playoff contest, this is something that I was introduced to a while back on a very manual basis. So somebody was tallying scores on a spreadsheet and sending it out to the league a couple of years ago. And I took the idea and I said, wow, this could really be applied online.
Yeah, very cool. Now let's talk about the Grinders Go to Vegas contest that we are set to launch. This is pretty exciting because, you know, a lot of times when new sites come in, they run a promotion. It has to do with, you know, whoever, you know, plays the most games, spends the most money, makes the most money will win something. Well, you know, besides the fact that they probably just won a boatload of money, they get something on top of that. But what I like that you guys are doing here is that you're actually determining the winner almost more on skill than actual mass number of play. So tell everybody exactly what the Grindr Goes to Vegas promotion is coming up is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really exciting launch promotion with Roto Grinders. I know that we've already been working with Roto Grinders, but this is our big scale launch, and it's kind of closing out the season, right? It starts this week, so week 13 of the NFL. It's an NFL-only contest because there's some people out there that are just sickening when it comes to picking college rosters, and it's not even fair. So we're strictly sticking with NFL on Sunday, not necessarily just on Sundays, but week by week. So starting week 13, and the premise of the scoring is, like you said, not about how much money you put into the site, or it's not about you know, how much winnings you accumulate, because some people can just buy the pot off of half money, half skill.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've decided to do, as you alluded to, is highest score per week, no matter what contest, how many contests you enter. We take your highest score each week for 5 weeks. We then, on week 17, we drop the lowest score, and the total points for the 4 weeks will win the trip to Vegas. There are also going to be second and third place prizes as well, cash prizes for those, but not the grand trip to Las Vegas. But you hit it right on the head, Dan. It's leaning more towards skill. You could be the most skilled player, only deposit, like, sign up, deposit, buy into one single game, and post a 200-point score that week, and you're going to be looking solid. So, or you can say, I want to sign up for 10 leagues, 15 leagues, and start a variety of rosters. That way I increase my chance of hitting a really high score each week.
See, that's the cool – that's the thing that I like about it, is because there, you know, yeah, there is a lot of people who will play tons of contests on sites and more power to them. But a lot of most of these guys that I've talked to, and I bring them on the podcast, they usually play about one lineup per site. So it'll be interesting to see if these guys mix it up, because let's face it, you're getting more bang for your buck anytime you change things up with these lineups, and it's not an average score, it's your best score. So they're definitely an advantage, you know, putting in multiple teams per week as opposed to the same team.
Yeah, no, they absolutely are. In fact, this week, week 12 here, was a good example. Some of the best players on our site that are consistently winning games and topping our leaderboard every single week. Going into this Monday night game, I noticed that the scores are quite a bit down this week, and even for those players. So when you stick with your one roster, usually these guys hit the mark, right? I mean, we all know they're really talented, so usually they hit the mark. But if they don't hit the mark on that one roster for 2 weeks in this competition, their chances of winning cash or winning the trip to Vegas are severely limited. So you kind of need to mix it around maybe between two and three rosters in a couple of different games, right?
Well, at the very least, because like you say, though, all you need is that one roster per week. I mean, if you're going to play 20 games, you're probably best off to at least mix it up a little bit, you know, substitute here or there to improve your chances. But the wonderful thing is, like we mentioned before, you know, you could put 30, 40 bucks on the site and, you know, play a $5 or $10 game, you know, the whole way. And boom, if you have good weeks, you're in. So, and let's talk about the grand prize. It's, what do we got? Two round trip flights to Vegas. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the grand prize is actually amazing, to be honest. Living here in Vegas, of course, there's some breakage that I was able to come across just from people that I know. But thank goodness, otherwise this contest would cost us way too much. But it is. It's a trip for two to Las Vegas, anywhere U.S. and Canada.
Okay.
That fly in to Vegas the night or the Friday before the Super Bowl and get a 3-night stay. So that's including Super Bowl weekend, Super Bowl Sunday. Get a 3-night stay at the Trump International Hotel Las Vegas. And it's not just any stay. We've secured a 2-bedroom penthouse suite at the Trump International Hotel. And you'll see some pictures when it's officially posted on Grindr's tomorrow. But this room, I went and did a site inspection on it 3 weeks ago before we launched our site-wide contest, and it is insane. So nobody is going to be upset with the accommodations, I can promise you that. The added benefits of winning the contest come with a $500 spending prize, so $500 in cash. You can bring it or you can not bring it. It's up to you, but you'll get $500 in cash as well. Private transportation to and from the Las Vegas airport. So limo or Hummer or whatever we're able to scrounge up, but it'll be, I assure you, it'll be nothing short of awesome. And it also comes with two VIP passes to a Super Bowl viewing party at one of the major strip hotel casinos, which they traditionally only offer to large casino players. So it's a VIP, but we've been able to secure some passes to go to that. So you'll watch the Super Bowl with betting kiosks. If you like to do sports gambling, fortunately it's legal here in Nevada. So there'll be kiosks set up in there, food, beverages, all that sort of good stuff. And you'll be, you know, kind of hobnobbing it with some of the major VIP casino players from around the world.
Well, you know what's cool about that is you definitely aren't skipping out because you're doing it on Super Bowl week where, let's face it, you know, flights get jacked up to Vegas for Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
A two-bedroom penthouse suite Vegas week or Super Bowl week in Vegas? Are you kidding me? That's going to cost a fortune. So, you know, you guys are going all out on this. So make sure, folks, you know, you're going to be able to get all the specifics that we just went over on Roto Grinders. But it's very simple. Just go over to Profanity Sports and play a couple of teams every week in, you know, you got a shot at it. That's all it takes. So that's
I just want to throw out there that we'll do the post tomorrow on RotoGrinders, but in there's going to be a league leaderboard link, so we're creating a dedicated landing page that will showcase it'll showcase the top 10 week by week, and it'll also showcase every single grinder player that's in the contest and what their high points were per week. So you can kind of click from RotoGrinders, go over to Profanity Sports, check out the leaderboard, and see kind of where you stack up and see where you need to be as far as points are concerned on a weekly basis. So we make it really easy for you to follow the contest.
Well, make sure you sign up on Profanity Sports. Go through the links here at RotoGrinders, and that'll get you in this awesome, awesome contest. Now, Sean, before I let you go, anything else you want to talk about your site here? This is, anything else you want to promote and let us know about you guys before we let you go, because I'll tell you what, I'm excited about this promotion for one, but it sounds like you guys got a good plan of attack down the road.
Yeah, we like to think so. So you're giving me an open forum?
I'm giving you one open forum for, you know, you obviously like to talk. I've learned that. You're very good at it. You're very conversational. I love it. Tell me a little, what's your guys' goal here in the industry? I mean, everybody has, I don't want to use the kind of term mission statement, but I mean, what do you guys, you know, want to be known for here in Daily Fantasy in a couple of years?
What we want to be known for is an entertaining site that is really innovative and constantly trying to come up with new ways and new styles of playing. And, you know, sports in general is one of the greatest things that we have out there. And as an avid sports fan of all sports, the more ways that you can try and dissect the sport and play more games in doing it is one of the greatest things that we have as fantasy players. And that's kind of our goal, is to be a one-stop shop with a variety of games and new innovative ways of thinking and earning cash for the players that are really interested in earning the most money in, you know, daily and weekly fantasy games. So we'd like to have a name out there that says, you know, Profanity is the most creative, the most innovative, and is constantly coming up with new and better ways to serve their customers. I guess that's the best way to sum it up. The one thing on the open forum I would like to say is for grinders, we do have a deposit bonus code that gets you 50% of your deposit back in bonus cash, up to $250. That code is GRINDER50. GRINDER50. So when you go to Profanity Sports and you want to take home the Vegas prize, when you deposit, use that code, you get 50% bonus cash up to $250.
Very cool. And the one thing I do want to throw this out there too, you guys actually do have a limited number of actually free games with a couple of bucks, like with free cash prizes. Is that right? You guys still doing that?
Yeah, we are actually. Every week we have 2 to 5 games of different level of entrance for actual cash winning. So rather than having a general store on site or where, you know, some place that you can tally credits or vouchers and add them up for trinkets inside the site that say Profanity on it, which we're not in the merchandising business yet. So rather than doing that, that offer, you know, quasi little value to a user, we figure this is a cash-based game. So why not give free players a chance to win actual cash that they could use for buy-ins, or if they win enough free games, they could actually potentially withdraw. So that was kind of our approach to that. Is I don't need a profanity sports hat, but I do like cash.
No, but that's cool. I mean, it's a good way to get people on the site who may not have a giant bankroll, who want to at least get in to try it out a little bit before they, you know, start depositing their big money. So that's cool. Hey, Sean, it's been a pleasure talking with you here on the podcast. Stay in touch and let us know anytime you got something new coming up.
All right. Sounds good, Dan. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, before we wrap up the podcast, I do need to say thank you to my friends at Daily Joust. Make sure you check them out here this week and get in on some of this college basketball or NHL action we have going on. Play those solo contests, and like I mentioned yesterday on the podcast, you can now create your own 50-50 contest, so you can customize it however you want. You don't need the site to create it. You can do it yourself, whether it's a 10-man or a 6-man, a 4-man, whatever you want to do. They can set up the 50-50 contest, which have become very popular, and within that, you can make it a high cap or a low cap contest. And just one of the very cool features that they have, and remember, even if you're not a huge college basketball fan or NHL fan, lots of information on the site, so you don't have to run around and get that information elsewhere. It's readily available to you right there on Daily Joust. So we thank them, and joining us tomorrow on the podcast will be Perry Meisner. He's their blog columnist for college basketball, so we're excited to talk with him about some college hoops. But that's going to wrap up the podcast for today. Thanks again for checking us out. We will return tomorrow talking all sorts more news and picks and predictions and all this stuff that goes on in the daily fantasy industry. So thanks again for checking us out. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. And remember, we're the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, all presented by Daily Joust. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. My name.